Well, Cormac, just what, less than 24 hours to go, all set for your big day, your big semi-final?
Yeah, we're all set now. It's a long time, I suppose, since our last game against the All-Ireland quarter-final was the first weekend of December now, so it's been a long week, and, you know, you've noticed in training the last couple of weeks, lads are getting a wee bit ratty, and they're just looking forward to getting going now and getting the game going tomorrow, and see, can we get a result tomorrow now. Just everyone is eager to go.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about the team.
Well, Conleys have been going since 1988 and won their first Scottish Championship in 94, if I remember correctly. And then took a couple of years again and regained Scottish Championship in early 2000s. And in fairness, we've gone on a bit of a run now in the through the 2000s right through to now, and we've won a good few. I think we've only lost two maybe in the last decade, 06 and 2012. Won our first British Championship in 2009, and obviously won our second British Championship there just November just gone. Here we are today now, looking forward to Ireland semi-final tomorrow.
And you're coming into the final, having beaten Leinster champions Ross and Alice in the quarter-final.
That's right. Yeah, played Ross and Alice there on the first weekend of December. We got a home draw, which in fairness was a kind draw. In fairness, now in terms of not having to travel, and we didn't. We only a couple of weeks, I suppose, from the British final. To prepare for it, you know, but we were lucky in the sense, you know, we got to see Ross and Alice play in their Leinster final, and we did a bit of homework on them, and it helped us greatly in getting a result.
And I know you've just got the one Donegal man.
Just the one Donegal man, yeah. We got Aidan Newton there from Cairn Donagh, who'll be he's going to be starting tomorrow. And then we've got a couple of guys. We've got one young lad from Derry, Ben Mulligan. And then we've got two lads from Tyrone who'll be playing tomorrow also, Marty Hanna and Ronan McGurk.
Yeah, and the rest are from a good spread of counties, I think.
We do, yeah. Well, I suppose the biggest concentration, we've got six lads from Mayo, and then the rest will be scattered between Kerry, Kildare, Sligo, Carlow, a couple of men from Roscommon. So we've a good spread right through, really.
Yeah, and tell me, how did a man from Neave Columba become manager of Dunedin Connolly's?
It was by chance, I suppose. Well, I'm living in Edinburgh now for 13 years and transferred and played with Connolly's from Neave Columba from the start, really, of my time over there. And I'd managed a university team there, Napier University there, for a number of years. And job came available there at one stint in 09, did it for a year. I'm lucky enough to win a couple of championships out of it, a Scottish and a British championship out of it, and then gave it up, really, moved aside. Got a phone call then in around 2012 on would I take the job again, and I suppose I've been at it longer, my second stint that I envisaged, but I suppose this year now has made it up for probably the disappointments of the last couple of years of sticking at it, and we've finally seen a wee bit of success that we've been craving.
Yeah, and tell me, Rock, your opponents from Tyrone, obviously Tyrone team's always pretty strong, have you got to see them?
We have, yeah. We're lucky enough now, we got a couple of DVDs and a couple of videos of their games, more specifically in the Tyrone Championship there. We got to see them against Brock in the Tyrone quarter-final, and we got to see them against Harry Ray in the Tyrone final. And we've got a good look at them. Look at they're a good side, big, strong, physical. And they have a good bit of experience. Kieran Gurley's there playing for them in the half-back line midfield. A good look at the county experience. And they've got two pretty good lads up front, McGarty, McCreesh. They're two big, strong men, well able to win their own ball, kick their own scores, you know. So, look, we know the challenge we face, but we'd be confident enough that we would have the tools within us to get a result tomorrow.